jaw-dropping wonder. In unfettered freedom, the cause of the universe is this. In the beginning, the luminous womb is. And the luminous womb willingly leaps in delight and lets herself go of herself, upon herself. It all comes forth. That universe becomes diverse and manifold because she births herself as the many, who interchangeably play the roles of objects and subjects, reciprocally adapting. Each of the many, even in their individual contracted form, embodying the one. The one who becomes the mind, contracted by the objects of perception. One whose nature is the mind experiencing Maya. Make yourself comfortable where you're sitting to be supported. Eyes open or closed, video on or off, whatever makes you comfortable. And may the invocation and the recitation of the first 6 verses help you to really be present. Settling your body, supported by the ground, caressed by the air. Might you invite your happy place into your beingness? Perhaps a place in nature where you feel at ease, or the company of another with whom you can just feel yourself. Or maybe a memory or imagination when you're simply being filled with the joy of life. Where in your body does this land? This happy place that might just be okay or safe at ease. How are you experiencing it with your breath, sensation, feelings? Let's take a few moments to fully give yourself to that felt sense of ease, okayness, calm, or happiness. Noticing how the body might settle more, the mind relax a bit. And if it's helpful, you might bring your focus on your breath. No direction or manipulation, just feeling where and how in your body your breath is breathing itself. How the chest and perhaps the belly gently, without any effort, expands with the breath in. And how the chest and belly easily return to a resting place by yielding, letting go, settling with the exhale. Can you just for a few moments feel the movements of your breath in your body? Simply being cradled in the rhythm of your breath. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, simply being breathed, present. What if you were to rest at the end of the breath out, dropping into that natural resting place that unfolds all by itself when we truly allow the breath to breathe itself out into its natural conclusion. Feeling the stillness, empty and yet full of potential. Just resting, waiting for the next inhale to arrive all on its own. Feeling yourself as chitti, pure light and potential energy. Resting as Shiva. When you feel the next inhalation embodying itself in your body, your form, can you feel yourself as Shakti? Feeling that filling with life once more. Perhaps wanting to vibrate, dance, manifest. Perhaps that spanda, that urge to create, presents us a sensation in the belly that is beginning to hum or oscillate with the arrival of the in-breath. Imagine that Shakti part in you saying to the Shiva part, "Hey honey, I'm going for a dance right now. I might forget that you and I are really one. So would you please remind yourself to me just in case I get stuck along the way?" And Shiva might say, "Sure thing, sweetie. Go and have fun. And would you please reflect back to me what you are creating so that I can know myself as manifestation as well?" Feeling that dynamism between light and awareness, potential energy and the joy of manifestation, might you feel yourself beginning to condense? Still pure consciousness without form, but condensed and self-aware. Knowing that there is this potential for creation. Feeling that part in you that is individual consciousness, that part that is always aware within yourself as witnessing presence. Witnessing presence at the end of your breath. Between thoughts, that sense of ease, calm, and peace that is always underlying everything. Then, out of the pure joy of being consciousness aware of itself, can you feel or imagine feeling these pulses of energy, small energy packets, releasing themselves like fireworks, creating forms in the world, forms that emit sounds, sights, smells, tastes, sensations. For a few moments, simply feeling perception through your ears. Pure perceiving through your eyes, whether they're closed or open. Perception through your nose. Felt sense in your mouth. Felt sensation in your skin and even deeper in your body. for a few more moments, just feeling sensation moving through your sense organs. Objects being created during perception. And you, as Shakti, as the subject, also experiencing yourself as Shakti as an object, mutually influencing each other. No separation. You as the perceiver, and you as the perceived. Sensations, thoughts, all within the spaciousness of you being Shiva, pure consciousness. Perhaps you'd be interested in watching for a moment all the creations of your mind. Feel them perhaps as playful expressions of that Shakti part of yourself. And just note and feel if there is any judgment while you're just perceiving. Here Shakti might be having so much fun, she decides to come back to Shiva and says, "Honey, I'm having so much fun. I just wanted to let you know that I'm still remembering you." And then she decides to take on full human form, forgetting her powers of omnipotence, omniscience, rapturous fullness, eternality and freedom, and all pervasiveness. And instead, in that limited experience of full human form, enjoying creativity unfolding in specific projects. Treasuring exploring knowledge in measured portions with researching and understanding. A topic of interest, perhaps. Experiencing emotions, desires, good and evil. And engaging in relationships with other in specific time frames. Being willing to live within the sequential spaces of causes and effect. Limited, but full of joy. Can you appreciate the role of your mind as a contraction of Chitti, Shiva, unbounded light, experiencing these limited conditions? How the mind, in experiencing them, can refine your perceptions? The beautiful structure of the mind being able to offer all mental constructs back into the spaciousness of the witness, the light of Shiva. Oh, another manifestation of consciousness. You as contracted Chitti becoming Chitta, like a polished mirror, reflecting back to Shiva seeing himself in manifestation. At some point, Shakti gets so absorbed in life that she forgets her true nature of Chitti. She wraps herself in a beautiful sari of Maya, overjoyed with happiness, overcome with grief and pain, blinded by beliefs, overwhelmed with desires or resistance, stuck in a thought, how do you forget? And yet something in her knows that there's more than grief, pain, happy moments. Because your sari is not covering your eyes. Something makes you remember. Shiva wants to be remembered. Perhaps by the felt sense of contraction in your belly or jaw or head. The tightening of the breath. A remembering of being presence as sensation. Or maybe a willingness to fully feel grief or pain. How do you remember your true self? Or does it remember itself to you? One continuous cycle of manifesting and dissolving. The dance of Chittananda in form of Shakti. The joy of being so full of love. Forgetting and remembering all within the spaciousness of being awareness. Experienced through the natural functions of the mind. And it's with the help of the self, with a capital S, as our natural witnessing awareness that is always present. Remembering your physical form in the present moment now, feeling the floor supporting your body, the air caressing your skin, beginning to move your body, stretch to enliven your body in a present-centered kind of way. And when you're ready, open your eyes as awake, aware, being presence. Maybe with a sense of curiosity, learning about the functions of the mind. And I encourage you to stay present in your body through the presentation.